From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Times Union reports that the State Department of Environmental Conservation will hold public meetings in the Adirondack High Peaks and Catskills to make recommendations about handling all the visitors to the popular spots such as Catskills Cove and Haynes Falls. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said in a statement, and I quote, DEC sustainable use initiatives require public participation to be successful. Listening to public and stakeholder perspectives about the High Peaks and Catskill Cove project areas will provide DEC with the important data to support successful strategies for balancing conservation and public access in these popular forest preserve destinations, end quote. The DEC says they are looking into the experiential, social, and public safety elements of visitor use at the popular sites. The meeting is in the Adirondacks May 9th and the second May 10th is from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Cooper Tree Restaurant at Hunter Mountain. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul publicly acknowledged on April 25th that she failed to get her housing proposal into the state budget negotiations with leaders of the legislature. Hochul said she would continue to try to build new housing in the state. She said, and I quote, "We're going to go back. This is just the beginning of a journey. We're going to work on this until we solve this," end quote. Earlier, Hochul said the state had an affordable housing crisis and wanted to build 800,000 new spaces for people to live, but she wanted to override local zoning rules to do that, which was not popular with lawmakers. She said, and I quote, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I took the shot," end quote. She added, and I quote, "Gretzky would say you only make 1 out of 5 of those shots, and that's okay. So at least we're trying with the legislature. I'm not giving up," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that construction on replacement bridges in Hunter and Lexington gets underway in June in Greene County. The county is replacing a bridge on County Road 83 over Shanty Hollow Brook in the town of Hunter and the Timberlake Road Bridge over Broad Street Hollow Stream in the town of Lexington. The Hunter project also includes a bridge for a bike path. The Hunter Bridge dates back to 1978, while the Lexington Bridge was first built in 1987. The Department of Transportation's 2022 New York State Highway Bridge Data Survey said that there were 17 Greene County bridges rated as poor, but not these two. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that former Columbia County Historical Society trustee Richard Ryan of Kinderhook left the organization an inheritance of $250,000 for the James Vanderpoel House. Ryan died in 2022, and his will states the Historical Society will get the money if they raise a matching $250,000 by October 2024. Historical Society Executive Director Lisa Weilbacher said, and I quote, "Conserving a historic building like the James Vanderpoel House requires constant care and the ability to meet unforeseen challenges. Unlocking these funds will allow us to be better stewards for the long term," end quote. The Vanderpoel House dates back to 1819 or 1820 and was built by prominent lawyer and civic leader James Vanderpoel. The Daughters of Columbia County Historical Society, a precursor to the Columbia County Historical Society, bought the property in 1925. Ryan lived across Broad Street in Kinderhook from the Vanderpoel House. There will be a celebration of Ryan's life at the James Vanderpoel House in June. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.